You listen to Triple J with the Doctor and 360's in the studio. Hello, sir.
G'day, mate. Lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you, sir. Can we talk firstly by the... such an amazing last few months for you. Double platinum for Boys Like You, three songs in the Hottest 100. You got engaged. Awesome, all amazing. Let's talk about the tattoos that you've got, though. Since last I've spoken to you, because you just got covered.
Yeah, I've just been waiting, man. And now it's finally happened. The guy around the corner from me, Sharpie, who works at Victims of Ink, has offered just do me up. Just every 2 weeks, just go in there for about 3 hours, and it's just gonna get covered, man.
You actually will get covered. In case people have not caught up, and we're talking up to the knuckles and up to the neck, top of the neck now.
Well, the only thing is, I'm doing my knuckles. I've got one on one knuckle already, but I've promised my fiancée that I won't do my knuckles until we're married, because she doesn't want that. No face tats at all, otherwise she's going to break up with me.
Okay, that's part of the rules of engagement, so to speak.
Yeah.
What was it like? I mean, you know, you're quite a young man. What did it feel like proposing to your girlfriend?
It was a random decision to do it, because I was going to do it on Valentine's Day, which is pretty cliche and corny, I guess, but she goes, how's about you, how's about we trade presents tonight instead, which was the night before, and then I was in Sydney at that stage, and I was like, far out,
That's okay.
And hit up my manager. I was like, Google a place where they sell jewelry, so we went straight to this place, this jeweler, walked in, there was only one ring in there that had a diamond in it, and it was perfect, so I said, yep, get that, cost heaps of money, but I didn't really care, but then, I don't know, she was asleep when I got home, so she was lying in my bed asleep, but I still just wanted to do it anyway. So I was really emotional, because I was just so, I don't know why, but I was just so scared and nervous and all that. So I was like crying. I was like crying as I woke her up, and she's like, well, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I was like, oh, you promise you're in this forever. Like you are you liking this lifestyle? You know that it's going to be so different than a normal relationship. It's not a normal relationship. She's like, what are you talking about? Like, she thought I was breaking up with her. Like, I was like, you just promise that you're down for this forever. Just tell me that you promise me. And she's like, I'm promise. What are you doing? Like, she actually started crying too, thinking I was breaking up with her. Then I just said, no, babe. And she rolled over saying, please don't break up with me. Please don't break up with me. And then I grabbed her and pulled her over, and I said, babe, will you marry me? And then showed her the ring. And both of us just started crying. And then she rolled over like, stop joking around. Thought I was taking a piss.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was like, babe, I swear on my life, this is serious. Babe, look at the ring. And she looked at the ring, and she was just... both started crying, and then she's like, now get on one knee and do it properly.
Oh, that's so beautiful. So I had to pull the romantic music. Yeah, and you're going to be getting told.
I got told. It. Yeah, nah, she's hilarious. But it was really, really, really emotional, man. It was a pretty special moment.
Wow. Such a nice feeling, I can imagine, just sort of that. And that's it. I mean, you know, with all the other stuff happening, to have your personal life just locked in like that.
Oh, no, it's a great feeling, though, because she's incredible. I reckon... everyone that's met her will know that she's just one of the best people you'll ever meet. So
wow! And then you probably had to leave pretty much straight away and head out on that sold out tour.
Well, she's coming on tour, on the whole tour.
Nice. How's that?
It's amazing. I wouldn't be able to do it otherwise, man. Like I was losing my mind without her. Like, because once I started stopping the drinking stuff, I suffer from pretty bad anxiety and shit like that. Having her there is like having a security blanket, so having her there is like really important for me. So, yeah, I'd be losing my mind if she wasn't coming on the road with me. I don't know what I'd be doing, to be honest.
Well, there's a whole lot of road to talk about as well. I've got 360 in the studio. Let's play the tune that's just gone double platinum. I mentioned platinum, and suddenly I'm getting tweets from people going, actually, it's double platinum. So that's heaps. That's like 150,000 on Triple J. On Triple J, Gosling and 360, Boys Like You, number 8 in the Triple J Hottest 100. One of three songs that got in. That would be 360 going, bah! Nice work, sir. Congratulations.
Thank you, three man. Tunes.
And well done, everyone, for voting for songs that they love. And isn't it great, you know, people getting right behind it? We just heard a beautiful story about how you proposed to your fiancé, and people are tearing up, getting a text saying, that proposal story is just gorgeous. Not often you hear guys being so honest and say beautiful things. If I didn't already love 360, I would now. That's not from your fiancé. That's from someone else named Laura. And this text, Matt just came in, Can you please ask 360 if he's coming to our old Ringwood Hawks ball catch-up this Sunday from Dave Burmeister?
David Burmeister.
Who is he?
Me and him used to go way back when, I don't even know how old we were, when we were 14 or something like that. Me and him were obsessed with WWF wrestling, and we used to wrestle and like do suplexes and shit on couches and like power bombs and all that shit. It was amazing.
Awesome.
Dave, if you're listening, what up?
Right.
I would love to come to the reunion, but it depends if I'm busy or not. That's the only thing. Stella's already told me, but I'll be there otherwise.
Good on Stella for keeping everyone. Do people come out of the woodwork like this?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you get a lot of people coming out of the woodwork. Like, it's good, like, Dave's contacted like that, but it's funny how you see a lot of people who've seen like, the sudden fame and success and stuff like that, and then suddenly their head pops up and they want to start hanging out, or suddenly someone needs to borrow some money or something like that that I haven't seen for 5 years. Like, had a mate who I haven't seen since year 11 come and message me going, "Hey, man, we haven't caught up. I'd love to come to your show. Is there any way you could hook me up with a ticket?" And I haven't spoken to him since year 11, so I found that pretty rude anyway. And I was like, "Fine, yeah, I can do that. No worries. I'll put you plus one on the door." And then he's like, "Cool, no worries." And then then a couple of days later, he goes, "Hey, man, just wondering if you could add another 10 to that list." So I took his name and that plus one off the list and told him to go eat a ball sack.
Which is the nicest possible way you could say something like that. Well, yeah. I tell you what, that mate has got a lot of opportunities. I mean, the shows you're doing at the moment, the sort of kick off again on the 8th of March, are almost all sold out, the shows around.
No, they are all
sold out. There you
Every
go.
Every single one, yeah.
But there are a whole bunch more with Hermitude and Bam Bam kicking off on at Waves in Wollongong on the 8th of June. There's a whole bunch of dates. I'm going to read them out really, really soon. If you want to hang in the studio for a second, 360, something pretty cool happening at the moment on Triple J, and that is after 8 years of rumours, Radiohead confirmed exclusively to us that they're coming in November, and we are giving people the chance to go and see Radiohead. In fact, we're going to give them a double VIP pass to a Radiohead show, and all you need to do is to go. Is when you hear a Radiohead song, you got to call in on 1300 055 36 and just tell us the name of the song, name what album it's on. You'd be able to do this, wouldn't you, Matt? You'd be
36.
Sweet.
You know when you type on your phone the wink face?
Yeah.
That's Tom York.
Real? Because he's got the slightly bung eye. There you go. That's good. There you go. So, but don't do that. If you hear a Radiohead song, not wink face, you need to call our number. As a matter of fact, if you would like to go and see Radiohead at the Rod Laver Arena in Melbourne on the 16th of November, and you are listening on the radio in South Australia, here's some Radiohead right now on Triple J.
Oh, shit. Ring.
Oh, my goodness.
Boom!
On Triple J, that is Radiohead, and I believe we'll be taking some callers in a little while from South Australia who may be heading along to see Radiohead, special VIP tickets as well. But right now, 360's in the studio, and we did get a text, Mr. 60, sir, saying, "Stuff Radiohead, we want passes to 360.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's almost worthy of giving a pass.
Almost. There's some pretty mad shows that have just been announced, starting at Waves in Wollongong on the 8th of June, including the Come Together Festival, Hi-Fi in Brisbane doing a couple of shows there, Melbourne, a couple of shows in Frankston, another show in... There's lots of shows, basically, and they're all with Gosling. She's going to be having a sing.
It's going to be crazy. Do you know how crazy they go for Gosling when she gets up? It's insane. It is actually insane.
Did you know that the song was going to do as well as it did when you chose Gosling?
That was always one of my favourite songs off the album, and I wanted that to be a single for sure. But I was always unsure because of the content of my lyrics in that song. I thought maybe radio wouldn't play that, or I thought maybe I'd be seen as a bigot or something like that. But that's totally not how I wanted it to come across. But I don't know if it came across that way at all. But I'm just so glad that everyone loves it.
There you go.
It's good.
I was doing some research on just finding new stuff that you're doing and all that, and I came across a song I hadn't heard, and I was going to play a little bit of it now. It's called "Don't Let Up." I'm just not too sure about this tune, but it doesn't really sound like you. But anyway, it says 360.
Yeah, there's this bloke. This bloke from America is called himself 360 and decided to pop up. So.
What happens there? What's the rule? Does America trump Australia because America's heaps bigger and they've got heaps of guns and stuff?
I don't know, man. I reckon Aussies will really get behind us for that one. I reckon we've got a big enough fan base and not many people know who this dude is yet. Mm-hmm. Apparently, when he was around, he's been around for a while, but he used to be a Christian rapper, so...
Okay.
He fails there.
Ah, yeah, right. Well, there's a different sort of thing there. I'm interested in this sort of thing because I do wonder. I mean, bands have to change their names all the time.
Mm.
And, you know, I don't know whether would you ask him to change his name or spell it differently or something? Like, how would you deal with it?
I mean, we could battle it out. We could.
Yeah.
We could battle. We could have a rap battle. I'd be happy to do that.
If you were to rap battle against 360 in the US, I think we might have to do something as well here at Triple J. Because there's a rapper in America named Triple J.
Is there really?
There is, and I found a bit of his music. Check this out. She's just
60 years old. Oh, yeah.
You like that? You like the flow?
It's like background porno music.
It is. I might turn it off. In fact, if anyone wants me to keep it on, no, that's no good.
Mm.
So maybe you could battle 360 in America, and we could battle Triple J, the American rapper Triple J, and we get a thing going on together.
Yeah, definitely. Radio station against one dude who makes porno music.
It's fair. We play a little bit of porno music. If anyone's heard the last track, the Sex Week on Triple J, we played a lot of porno music then.
Nice. I wish I was involved in that. I've got tunes that I swear by that to have sex to, you know?
Really?
The White Stripes, the Black Keys, fuck. Everything, mate.
Really? White Stripes and the Black Keys are your lovemaking music.
Mm, mm.
That's awesome.
But it depends on the mood, really. Sometimes a bit of Angus and Julia to get the passion going on and getting passionate and looking each other's eyes and really connect with each other's souls.
Triple J, 360 is in the studio. Hey, we should find out what is happening next for you. Of course, there's these gigs and there's a pushover and there's Groove in the Moo as well. That's coming up soon. Have you been to those regional places before?
Yeah, we played a bunch of those places on the tour, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Like, love going to Bunbury and playing the tour. I'm not sure if we're doing that regional tours on the next flying tour dates. No, we're not actually.
Yeah, no, Frankston's probably about as regional as you get on those tour dates.
Old Franger. Have you been to Franger?
I've been to Franger. Yeah, we were talking about it before, Discovery Nightclub. You're playing the Pier. I used to play the Discovery.
I've never been to the Pier, but I'm keen as to get down there. It'll be fun as.
Nice stuff.
This tour's going to be crazy.
And Pushover, an all-ages tour, all-ages show in Melbourne. It's going to be... I played one in 1997. It's been going for so long.
Wow.
Makes me sound a little bit old. what have you got planned for that action?
That's going to be mental. I just got to watch my mouth and like try and beep out every second word in that show.
Yeah,
you got to really keep that... G-rated, you know.
It's not going to be like me and just let swear words slip through as you have occasionally today.
Yeah. I try. Honestly, I really do try in situations like these, but I'm sorry, Doctor, if
That's
I
okay.
f*** up.
You meant to do that. Oh, Mr. 60. I am shutting you up with a bit of Mike Snow right now. Hang around, though, dude. 360 is in studio.
Yeah, I love Mike Snow. Mike Snow is one of my favourite bands. I haven't heard that song yet.
Yeah, no, there's a brand new album that's going to be coming out pretty soon.
Oh, man.
It's called Happy to You.
I'm excited as about that. I love that.
Cool. Well, speaking of new stuff, I don't know if this is true, but I just saw something between you and Styles Fuego that you might be doing something with this tune. I smell sex and candy. Is there any sex and candy happening on the 360 front?
Yes, we just we made the beat yesterday, so I've started writing. And it is a song about sex, but it's not it's not what you think, like in a derogatory manner.
Beautiful.
It's like actually kind of nice and sensual.
Oh, that's because you're an engaged man now.
Getting on that lovey tip, romantic tip, you know?
You are.
Chivalry's back in town, bitches.
Well, chivalry me timbers, 360. You can use that. You can put that in your little rap there. all right, so the dates are up on the website right now with Hermitude and Bam Bam. Special guest Gosling at every show.
Mm.
It's the flying tour, this one.
The flying tour, yeah.
And you've got a bunch of shows all sold out left of the tour that's happening at the moment. Then Grooving the Moo, including Maitland, for all those people who think you're not doing Maitland, you are doing it.
Yep.
And
also Breath of Life Festival and Good Life Festival and Pushover as well. So it's going to be on.
Man, and Come Together, headlining Come Together.
Come Together
well.
Is going to be insane.
Are you going to have any time to rest this year at all, Mr. 360?
No, I'm going to Bali for a holiday, sort of like an engagement honeymoon with the missus and Bam Bam and his girlfriend. And then I'm off to London for writing. I just signed a publishing deal, so I'm getting sent over to London to do some writing over there with some people.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's going to be very fun, I think.
All right, too. Well, we'll have to catch up with you sometime during the tour. Some massive shows, too, like the Hi-Fi in Brisbane, two shows at the Hi-Fi in Melbourne, as we heard, the Astor Theatre and the Villa in Perth, all of those shows doing a bunch of stuff. Mr. 360, thank you very much for dropping in at Triple J.
Thank you very much for having me, Doctor.
Right, and have
Always
a great afternoon. Yeah, talk to you soon. And please say hello to Crystal.
I will do. I will do. I'm sure she's listening, so she you can say it.
On Triple J. Hey, Crystal, it's news time now.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.